You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Basically, every man just wants to hear, "I know you can be more, but you are enough already. And even if you just stay where you are, I'll be right here next to you." What better of a platform? Launchpad to begin a limitless vision of what you can do with your life than that. This blend of aspiration and compassion.
I think the real question you need to ask yourself is, why not you? I mean, you got the talent, the skills, the brains. You got all the potential in the world, but you don't even believe in yourself. Why? You sit here and look at other people live the life that you're supposed to be living. These people know better than you, bro. They just believe. And I need you to start believing in yourself so you can be up top too. Confidence is the first step to start anything. So how do you expect to start if you don't believe?
I don't know who needs to hear this, but you got to be patient with yourself when you're becoming someone you've never been before. Growth doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Don't rush the process. Because every small step forward is shaping you into the version of yourself you've been working for. Trust the journey. Give yourself grace. And remember, becoming greater takes patience.
They say the greatest achievement in somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they had nothing left. Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. But dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost, that everything can be gained.
They keep going, they keep growing, no matter the adversity. They own their circumstances, their problems, and their solutions. They take action. No one owns them, no one owes them. If they want it, they earn it by the sweat of their brow, and they never fucking quit.
I know exactly what it feels like to be lost, to want to quit every day of your life.
We're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you.
I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never fucking quit, in the end, you will succeed.
Venture out and see what happens. Don't be scared of failure. Invite failure. Invite adversity. Who cares? It's just an opportunity for you to learn. It's a step closer to you becoming the truest and purest version of who you are.
Champions are broken. People look at champions and try and find something that champion has that they don't have. He's like, but it's not that at all. They lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
These people don't go tell people how hard they train. They train in the fucking dark. These people live in darkness. When they're out in the light, putting on a show that's worth paying for. You guys don't even see their fucking light. So a lot of times people want to be those people. You don't want to be those fucking people. You have no idea what they went through. You have no idea.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when a real dog come out.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
So here's the difference between good and great. Very simple. When you're good, you tell others. When you're great, they tell you.
Your true beliefs are only and always expressed in your actions. It is not what you say or what you intend that tells what you believe, but only what you do. Your actions are always the true measure. If you will act the part, if you will pretend as though you have the quality already, the feelings will generate the actions, and the actions will generate the feelings. That if you will act, walk, talk, and live by the same principles and do the same things that successful men and women do, even if you doubt yourself in the initial stages, eventually you will come to the point where you actually feel to the bottom of your soul like a successful, unstoppable human being.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. No matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. It's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
Pressure defines who you are and who you're not. But it also defines who you can become.
You can't stop. You can't quit. You can't say, I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You're not. Trust in yourself and step forward. Put one foot in front of another.
You know, there's something powerful that once you just sort of embrace the fact that in order to achieve something big, you've got to get rid of these distractions, you're probably going to have some suffering to get there, or some sacrifice to get there. Suffering and sacrifice and hard work is an indication of progress towards our dreams. The lack of sacrifice, the lack of suffering in our lives, its removal, its non-existence, also equates to a non-existence of a great life.
I think people think it's a magic trick. They snap their fingers, they make a decision, and their life is different overnight. I think there's a lack of appreciation of everything that goes into the moment where you change your mind and you do something different. And then all of the work that goes in to that rebuilding phase and the aftermath of making that decision that ultimately creates the new life.
So you see your goal, or you know where you want to get, and you head that way, and you run into an obstacle, and you can't get there. You've got to be flexible. You have to realize that. And it's like, okay, I'm still going to go to where I'm going, but I need to take a different route.
You are far more capable and confident and powerful than you imagine. You have within you right now the ability to vastly exceed all of your previous levels of accomplishment.
Massive amounts of people leave greatness inside of them out of fear of what others will think, all out of fear of what people think. So I completely resonate with people that feel that way. But what I'll tell you is, once you do it, you realize that number one, people don't care about you as much as you think they do. And then number two, a lot of times, you know, people will only love you if you suppress yourself for them.
This is like a big fat cue to the universe, right? Once you put something, a thought out to the ethers, to the universe, that I want to do something, I want to start a business, I want to lose weight, I want to work on my mental, emotional health, and then you don't do that, that's a big cue to the universe, to your creator. Because once you've had the self-awareness that something is wrong with you, then you have a duty and an obligation, as far as I'm concerned, to do something about it. And if you don't, it is a middle finger to your creator.
I think people are impatient. They want results too quickly. They don't appreciate the amount of hard work that goes into actually crafting the life of your desires. And I think as a result of that, when they don't see results immediately, they burn out and retreat to what's safe and what they know, versus welcoming failure, welcoming uncertainty, getting comfortable with risk, and remaining persistent in their vision to create something more in alignment with their authentic self.
Who you gonna be next year? If you gonna materialize your dreams, you gonna go after everything you said you wanted to have for yourself last year that you didn't do this year? What you gonna do? Ask yourself that. Who you gonna become? Who you gonna be? Stop playing games. You don't like who you is, recreate yourself. You don't like what's going on in your life? No, recreate that.
You can change the chapters in the book of your life if you want to. You could decide now, I'm gonna walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. But too many of you let the, what I call the extras of life, dictate where you're going. How about you start playing the game for the main characters? Your mom, your dad, your children, you! That's who you play the game for.
You can fucking achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need a private school. What you need is just straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you will be haunted by that at the age of 70 because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
I want you to be wealthy and rich so you can take care of your family, give back to your community, hopefully. But my question to you, if you want to be wealthy or rich, how much would you be worth if you lost the money? Like if you became wealthy and you got it and you came into it, but one day you lost it, then how much would you be worth? And I say that to say, how much would your last name be worth? Every day I wake up, I think about what if this was the last day of my life on this earth? I wouldn't want somebody to report to my son, my daughter, or my wife on my behalf if I leave this world and I'm not in their presence. How much would your last name be worth? Meaning, can your seeds and the people that you reproduce come into this world, can somebody go up to them and say, oh, that was your father? You good. Because of what your father once stood for.
Faith to act on whatever your dream is. When you decide I'm going to do it no matter what, life changes for you. See, most people don't keep their commitments to their commitments. That's why they lead lives of poverty.
The darkness. The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it consume you.
It's the mindset. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another book. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another course. There are those of you in this room, you don't need to do anything else. You are enough as you are. You just don't believe in yourself in the way you're supposed to believe in yourself. And it comes out when you're talking to other people.
Even in the darkest times, even in the strongest storms, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light.
Socrates said the uncommitted life isn't worth living. So part of what you must do, whatever commitment, whatever covenant you make with God while you're here, to go back to be a better father, to go back to make a difference in the community, to go back to change your life, to decide not to ever to use drugs or alcohol again, to decide to be, that you're going to begin to recreate yourself, that you're going to be reborn to a new state of consciousness. Whatever commitment that you make, keep your commitment to your commitment. No matter what.
You. Your will. Your determination. No matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end.
Are you interested in achieving these goals? Or are you committed? If you're interested, you'll do what's convenient. You'll come up with stories and excuses and reasons why you can't, and you'll use your education as an excuse, you'll use your story as an excuse, you'll use all of that as your reasons why you can't. But if you're committed, you will do whatever it takes. You'll let go of your stories, you'll let go of your excuses, you'll let go of all the reasons you currently have that are formulating your identity of yourself, and you'll learn how to let that go and become who you are destined to become.
The bigger issue with fine is that you say it to yourself. That thing that you want, I guarantee you, you've convinced yourself that you're fine not having it.
Our people live their lives as a result of the story they believe about themselves. You live in a dominant culture that is designed to destroy your sense of self and your belief in yourself, and you have to learn ways in which you can begin to connect with this power that you have within yourself to handle where you are. The key is to be constantly in a perpetual process of discovering the truth of who you are and fighting constantly to look for ways in which you can escape the inner conversation.
Happiness is usually a result. If I get this, then. If I get to the top of that mountain, then I'll have the ta-da moment of, oh, I've got it. Oh, I figured it out. Which is all BS. Because they're all false peaks. They're not false peaks, but they're never the peak.
You gotta get real dolls. You gotta get downright funky if you wanna make it. Now, like I was telling you before, if you wanna be ordinary, you ain't even gotta listen to me. Just go about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're gonna have to do extra.
I don't see failure. I see grit, determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. A whole bunch of people out here never fail. Because they never trump. He said, how do you handle failure, guys? I said, I don't look at it as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt. One thing in life, that's for sure. The valiant motherfucker always wins.
So listen to me. There are those of you who said, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be the best at this company, right? But your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. Your value system says you are a consumer and not a producer. That you're spending more money than you're making. Why? Because you're a consumer, but you're reading all the books and you're saying everything the books are saying. But those books are not in alignment with your value. And if you're going to go to the next level, your values are going to have to change. Now, how do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times, Wes? You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That is not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. A lot of things are going to happen that will catch you off guard. And so therefore, you've got to deal with and handle it as it comes. And not only that, but that faith and patience drives you into action.
The scripture says that your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of great men. That's what a gift does. Your gift will make a way for you. It'll provide your life to have purpose and meaning.
So I say, take ownership. Take extreme ownership.
Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
And lead.
Lead. Lead yourself. And your team, and the people in your life, lead them all to victory. You never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you die. Until you get to that point, you let you die. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my faults. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. There are winners, there are losers, and there are people who have not discovered how to win.
So then you might ask yourself, well, what's the best antidote to the discomfort of life? And you might say, well, it's comfort. And I suppose that's what you act out when you swaddle a baby. But a better antidote is something like adventure to excellence. That's far better antidote to suffering than the mere absence of suffering.
One thing about being in dark places, if you have the courage to stay in there long enough, your eyes will start to adjust to the darkness. Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more of yourself. That's your gift. Quit running away from the gift. Your gift will make room for you. Stop trying to be something you ain't gifted at. It mentions your gift. What are you gifted at and do that? Stop tripping.
So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
And through strength, and through will, and through unwavering discipline, I will become what I want to be.
You have got to change the way you think. It is the whole determining factor of where you go in life. We are all where we are today because we thought ourselves to this position. If you don't like the position, think yourself out of it. Change your attitude, you change your altitude.
But what a lot of us do is we talk ourselves right out of it, because the first thing that we do is we ignore our soul and we pay attention to the world. We ignore what our soul is telling us and we go try to find validation in the world to bring credibility or discredit what our soul is telling us. Your soul is connected to God.
Do you want to live a life of contribution? Do you want to be a better father? Do you want to have your own business? Are there dreams you want? Everybody will say yes. But see, want shows up in conversation. Expectation shows up in behavior.
We have this thing we talk about, we want to be legendary. We don't want to be good, we don't want to be great. We believe those are superstars, they come and go. We want to be legends, we want to go down in history in whatever we do.
You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen. So, dig in. Find the discipline. Be the discipline.
Compass.
That's it.
I say to myself, I refuse to believe that if I'm a good person and that if I'm working hard, I refuse to believe that this doesn't work out. I know that this moment's going to pass, and I know that I will look back on this moment and I'll see exactly what I was meant to learn. And the fact that you believe in your heart that you got the mindset, you got the work ethic, you got the ability to figure this out and to keep going, and that eventually if you do, what's meant for you is going to find you. You will be rewarded for all this in the way that you're meant to be rewarded. That's amazing. It's an amazing feeling because you can pick yourself up no matter what happens.
You should be scared. You should be anxious. You should be worried. You should be concerned. You know what that means? That means you actually give a fuck about what you're trying to do. Everybody tries to preach this no anxiety, no stress, low drag, happy all the time. Shit. Bro, when you really care about something, you really want something to work, you're going to feel stress about it. You're going to feel anxiety about it. You know what? It means that you can give a shit. All right? You should feel that way.
Isolation. You can be out in the world. You can be a history maker and a productive legend. You don't get to do both.
Not going to give up or give out or give in. I am going to stand. I am going to maintain my self-discipline. And on those points, there will be no compromise. Not now, not ever.
I want what all other men want. But when the pressure hits, when the opposition hits, when the challenge hits, when the pain creeps in, when the uncertainty creeps in, when the cuts, when the scars, when the bruises come, I want what all other men want. Except when the opposition and adversity shows up, I just want it a little bit more than they want it.
See, the point is, you don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is gone. It's in the past. And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now. Because the sand never stops running. This is all we've got. And to spend your time now thinking of what happened there is making absolute certain that the future is going to be the same as the past.
I don't suppose many of us spend a lot of time thinking about that, but a lot of us spend a lot of time making that error.
That's just kind of the way that life works sometimes. It's Murphy's Law. When things go wrong, they always seem to happen at once, and they just compound on top of each other. And it's pretty easy sometimes to feel weak when you're faced with all those issues and all those problems, and they all hit you at the same time. But let me tell you, that doesn't mean give up. In fact, it means the opposite. It means it's time for you to fight harder, to dig in. It means it's time for you to go on the warpath.
You know how many stories of potential it is in the world? How many stories of potential of cats that have the juice, and then you see them 5, 10 years later, and they blaming the institution, and they blaming the coach because they didn't have the heart, integrity, and character to show up every single day and do what they said they were going to do? Stories of potential. Stories of cats telling them how great they were destined to be.
But I say, bitch, it's not gender specific. It's a mindset. It means greedy. So feel sorry for yourself. Get your ass up and raise them up. Stay home.
That the reason discipline is hard to maintain is because it is hard to maintain. That's what makes discipline hard. It's hard. Holding the line, maintaining the standard, giving no slack, none. That's the discipline. That's the discipline, and it is hard. And if there's one thing I would say that does make it easier, it's to envision what it feels like when you're done. What it feels like after you've worked out, or you've held the line on your food intake, or you've pushed through some monotonous project that you have to do, and all those things. When they're done, they feel good.
Ladies and gentlemen, fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And it seemed like you're in a hypnotic spell. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that?
Vision what you will feel like later when you let the discipline slack. You know the feeling. Feeling weak and defeated, and you know that you're falling behind. So get to know those two different types of feelings and ask yourself which one you want to feel in.
So I didn't want to make any mistakes. I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to be perfect the first time I did something. It's not going to happen. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to hurt some folks' feelings. You're going to create some enemies. Whenever you decide that you want to begin to take life on,
there's things in our life that are controlling how we feel about ourselves. And depending on how those things go, that's how we feel about ourselves. And there's no way inner peace can be experienced when we tie our worth to these things. The greatest war you ever will face in your life, the greatest war you ever will face in your life is right here. Your mind is a battlefield. The enemy wants to plant thoughts in your head that your life is over. Wants to put thoughts in your head that God doesn't love you. Wants to put thoughts in your head that you're not good enough. Wants to put thoughts in your head that you're not worth it. Because the greatest war, it's an internal war.
Think strategic all the time. Before any action or any inaction, ask yourself this question:
Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life? And do not lie to yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill. You have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Like at a certain point, like eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. What's more important, what you acquire or who you become? A lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire, right? Change expectation for appreciation. That didn't turn out the way you want them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome, right? You go for it, work, go to work.
The thought of who we want to become should produce the feeling of it instantaneously. In other words, the thought of your future should produce the feeling that it already happened instead of the feeling of lack because it hasn't happened. How many people understand that? That's where your attention and your energy is spent. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what you believe in, doesn't matter the color of your skin, what you eat, I don't care, it doesn't matter. I've seen it always. So then the thought of our future, if we're doing this properly, should produce the feeling that it already happened. If the thought of your future produces the lack that it hasn't happened, you're still in your past and nothing is going to change.
And the truth is about life, the ones that really meet the greatest version of themselves, the ones that really live the greatest life, they never arrive. They understand life is not about arriving at a destination. Life is about progressing through the journey.
I just really know how to think about things. For me, it's simply, this is something that is important to get done and we should just keep doing it or die trying. I don't need a source of strength, not in my nature. I don't care about optimism or pessimism that we're gonna get it done.
How you overcome the suffering of life is be a better person. That's how you do it. Well, that's hard. It takes responsibility. And I think, you know, you said to someone, you want to have a meaningful life? Everything you do matters. But everything you do matters. You're going to have to carry that with you.
There's all kinds of different ways to break. You can break physically, you can break mentally, you can break your heart, you can break your spirit, and none of those are fun, and all of those are gonna leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or it can be the mark of defeat.
And the only way you create a new flow is you start living in intentionality. Everything that you do is on purpose. Everything that you do is for purpose. Everything that you do is purpose. If there's no purpose in it, free yourself from it. Do you hear me? If there's no purpose in it, free yourself from it. If that relationship, that friendship, that partnership has no purpose in it, free yourself from it. That habit, if it has no purpose in it, free yourself from it. How you spend your time, if it has no purpose in it, free yourself from it. That environment, if it has no purpose in it, free yourself from it. Because when you don't live intentionally in your life, you do random stuff. And when you do random stuff, you get a random result.
The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it consume you.
Suffering is a byproduct of the unknown. And that's why we will project out into the future and go, what if? Because suffering does introduce a man, or discomfort does introduce a man or a woman to their highest self. I call it the other room, like in your head, in everybody's head, like there's this other place that you can go to. You may have been there before. And this other room, this other place, you get to meet your other self.
The comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. We should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better all the time.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island and you're the head of the army, you want to take the island, the most powerful way to take the island is burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should.
Even in the darkest times, even in the strongest storms, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light. You, your will, your determination, no matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end. Because the darkness only wins if you've let it. Do not let the darkness win. Fight. To fight against the darkness is to win. So fight on.
Good intentions are overrated.
I know so many people, I'm going to do that. Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. So good intentions are the most overrated phrase in the world. You got to go from good intentions to good actions. Nothing happens until you've got good actions.
You're not all you could be. And there's pain in that. And there's the necessity for a certain amount of judgment about that, and even a certain amount of exclusion, because what you are that is insufficient, in some sense, should be not be allowed to propagate further. But, you know, here's some things about you that are virtuous and good, and they're pretty powerful, actually. And if you just made those more manifest, you could dispense with a lot of this immaturity and misery, and you could start walking this pathway that makes things better. And the thing is that as soon as you start walking the pathway that makes things better, then things immediately become better because your whole orientation changes. And you know, if you're in a bad place but you're escaping, that's pretty positive.
So find five reasons that empower you. Why is it that you deserve your goal? What are the five reasons that you won't give up when life catches you on the blind side? When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game when life knocks you to the canvas?
You still have to play the hand that you're given. If you didn't have a father in your life, you got to play your hand. If you didn't have your father in your life, if you did have your father, you got to play your hand. If your family gave you absolutely nothing, you got to steward that. If your family gave you everything, you have to steward that.
We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
You need to make it a habit to start every f***ing day validating yourself. Because life is a marathon, And this might be a challenging leg where you're like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to do that thing. Hell no.